Scottish, you might find that a bit of a struggle, right? Especially had the Ulster for eye in you. But all we need to do is jump in a car and follow the brown signs. And those are the signs that point to local attractions up and down the land. And every one is unique, important and meaningful in its own way. And that's according to Amanda Hone, who is totally obsessed with them. So much so that she's on a quest to catalogue them all on a website. It's followthebrownsigns.com. And Amanda is with us now. Amanda, did you pass any brown signs on your way in this morning in central London?
I didn't actually, and not to get too nerdy too early on in the interview.
Don't worry. Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay, we'll just jump in at the deep end. Yeah, the tourist sign rules change within the M25. But you do get some.
Well, what way do they change?
There's less of them because they don't want so much roadside furniture.
It's technical
roadside furniture signs like this.
Oh, so how would you promote something within the M25 if you want to?
Well, it's harder. Yeah, this planning permission is harder, I'm told.
So, brown signs, why, what's the obsession?
Well, I started kind of doing it as a kind of quirky sort of way to kill a few hours when I was at uni, and I kind of didn't do the...
Dedicating yourself to your studies.
Yeah, I did do that sometimes, but then kind of did less of the uni and bar type things. I got bored very quickly. And also, I went to Southampton Uni, and I've never been to Southampton before, and I didn't really know where I was. I was on a campus and surrounded by new people, but I didn't know where I was... And I didn't know, you know, any history of anywhere, you know, and I wanted to kind of find out about it. But so I just used to jump in the car and follow these brown signs, and just it was just a quirky, fun thing to do. But then I started happening upon really cool people and places, and a huge, diverse range of people and places as well. So it kind of was a bit of a hobby that I suppose went, I don't know, got.
Well, it's become an obsession now, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, how do you spend your time now? Are you out every weekend?
Yeah, well, as much as I possibly can, at least I'll go to somewhere with a brown sign at least once a week. But I've got the joy of running a pub, so I often work in the evening, so I've got my days when other people are at work. And so
do you literally just jump in the car and head off in a certain direction and see what you come across?
Yeah, and I do research as well. So there's half of it is spontaneous, which is the job, you know, that's purest brown signing. But you do often get to destinations and they're closed and things like that.
Well, you call it brown signing. This is an activity.
Oh, no, I've invented a whole verb, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Is it just yourself or is there other people up and down the country?
There are other people and they get in touch with me quite a lot, actually, and say, I had somebody yesterday saying, on my Facebook page, saying, me and my sister do this, it's so much fun, we've just had so many random adventures, and that's totally what it's all about.
So who can get a brown sign? That's what I often wonder, because they point to all sorts of different things.
They do.
How do you get a brown sign and who's responsible
for
it?
So you have to be a tourist attraction or facility. So long as you've got some interest for the tourist, you can apply to have a brown sign. You also have to have, there's certain requirements, they're quite expensive. So you have to have a certain amount of visitors per year. You have to have disabled access. You have to have parking and things like that. So, and also because they're quite expensive, you obviously have to be able to cater for visitors who might be like me, spotting a brown sign and then coming off the road.
Teeing away.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to provide that. Yeah, I mean, you've got to. So, there's just, I mean, the range of them is so huge. I mean, you've got, there's 93 different types of symbols. So they get categorised in 93 different types. So there's everything from, like, agricultural museums to lighthouses and brass rubbing centres and, well, there's 93 of them.
Wow. I saw a weird one the other day. It was a kind of bent anvil.
That'll be a forge.
We went and explored.
Yeah, and often they have blacksmiths there or glass blowing, and they show visitors.
It was Derbyshire, lots of brown signs around there. A lot of it was industrial heritage, actually.
Yeah, and a lot of them are industrial heritage. That's actually one of the things I'm really interested in, is how lots of these tourist attractions used to just be part of Britain, part of, you know, normal everyday life. People had these jobs and they did these things, but now they've become tourist attractions.
Like the Poldark Mine, Robin Ellis. There's a tin mine in Cornwall, isn't there? People visiting, it's known as the Poldark Mine.
It is, yes, absolutely. Go down a tin mine and you realise what a hard life it was, boy.
Yeah.
And that's only 200 feet. They went down 2,000.
Yeah.
But it's important to see these sorts of things, I think.
It's important and interesting.
Mm. I mean, Richard said he stopped off at one. Do you think most people just ignore brown signs?
I think they do. I think you use them when you're going there anyway. But what I'm trying to do is sing the praises of people just being spontaneous and ignoring the sat-nav and turning off your iPhone and just seeing what's around you and go to places even that you think might not be interesting. This is what I always do.
Yeah,
I follow these signs and then think, oh, is this going to be all right? Like Barometer World, for example.
Barometer World.
I'm not joking. There is an attraction called Barometer
Please
World.
Please let it be good.
It is good. It's amazing. But it's good in that sort of, you know, the guy, he builds barometers and he mends barometers, but he's also got a section, which is a museum, about why we need barometers and why, you know, they evolved. And it was basically to save lives on the sea due to, you know, huge loss of life of sailors in shipwrecks, which, you know, Admiral Fitzroy was, you know, he was, that's what he wanted to change. But it's all very interesting.
Do you think your project is as much about the people as it is about the places then?
Oh, definitely.
People behind the places.
Yeah, definitely. And there's always people that, you know, nearly always when you visit these attractions, there's somebody there or a small group of people who really care about something really niche, but they're so passionate about it that they want to get it out to the world. And they, I mean, I always think that enthusiasm is contagious. You know, as soon as somebody's really passionate about something, you find yourself getting interested in
otters. But it can go, I remember once in Germany stopping off and seeing a place where he'd dedicated his life to the operas of Wagner and had recreated scenes from from the four great operas of the Ring cycle, but nobody came. And he sat there, surrounded by these decaying exhibits, with a dragon that was looking a bit droopy. And he was a lovely guy, and he loved his Wagner, but the kind of history had moved on.
Yeah.
He was trying to keep it all going.
Yeah, exactly. These people try and keep it all alive, and by and large, they do. They do keep it alive. But, and, you know, they're all over the world as well. I mean, it's become a thing that brown signs are international. I mean, and that's it. They point to such a whole huge wealth of people and places that I'm always inspired by them.
So do you always turn off when you're driving down a road?
I can't always turn off. I mean most of the time I do. But I'm late for appointments all the time. You know, I lead this crazy life.
You were meant to be on last week.
Yeah, sorry about that. I followed the brown sign.
You followed the wrong sign,
I went to the London Canal Museum, sorry. That has got a brown sign.
Well, what's your eventual aim then, to have these old catalogues so we can...
So everybody, I mean, if you find a brown sign destination that you like, you can pin it to the map on my website, followthebrownsigns.com, and then, I mean, if you're a manager or if you own an attraction, you can just add it. So the long-term goal is to get them all on the map and get them all pinned. I've got a few thousand on there already. And I'm kind of half writing a book at the moment as
half writing.
And working 60 hours a week at the pub.
Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
The details are on our website as well.
Very good. Now we have one more call out marking this auspicious visit from Captain Ross Poldark himself, and it's to the founder.